Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tomorrow marks 7 years since journalist Austin Tice was detained by supporters of the Assad government at a checkpoint in Damascus, Syria, as he reported on the civil war that had just exploded there. All we've seen of him since then, a video 5 weeks later, Austin panicking, being forced to say Muslim prayers. His parents recently published an open letter in the Washington Post, which carried his reporting. Mark and Deborah Tice wrote, "Every single day, Austin remains in detention. His story is current, ongoing news. Each time the sun rises on another day, now more than 2,540 days, almost 7 years." Well, this week, a group of news organizations launched a new initiative to try to make that true, to put Austin Tice in the news. It's called AskAboutAustin.org. We've spoken to Mark and Deborah Tice over the years, carefully for their son's safety. They join us again from the studios of KUHF in Houston. Deborah, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having us, Robin.
Well, Mark, you're there as well?
Yes, I am. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, it is good to speak with you, and yet I keep hoping we're going to have a different conversation, and I'm still convinced we will.
We will down
the road. But we remember when we spoke in 2015, you were critical at that time of the hostage negotiation process. This was 3 years in. You thought you weren't getting help from either the Syrian or the U.S. government. Are you still feeling that frustration?
We don't have frustration with the United States government. We do have support across the administration, from the White House to the State Department. And, of course, we have a special presidential envoy. We still have frustration on the Syrian side because they have not engaged with us in these 7 years.
Yeah. $1 million reward was offered by the FBI. That was matched by some media organizations that got together. And reportedly, there were new sources of information coming forward. You said this, Mark, in December. Is that still the same, that you're feeling like there might be an uptick in information, at least because of those rewards?
Well, yes. And that's frankly why we are so happy in a horrible way to be talking to you again, because every time Austin's situation gets broad exposure, it increases the chance that people are going to hear it, people that might actually know something. And that was the case when the reward was first issued, coupled with regional advertising and notices that Reporters Without Borders put out. And it did trigger some folks' memories, and it did generate some contacts that were relevant to Austin.
But we remember, you know, we thought we were seeing reports that Austin Tice, you know, might be near release. Were there moments where something fell through?
Yes, there was a critical moment. We were quite hopeful in 2016 that we were very close to his release, and bureaucracy happened on this side of the pond, and it couldn't go forward.
What do you mean? Can you be more specific? Or
I could be more specific, but it wouldn't be prudent.
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way, Robin. You know, one of the things that we've had to deal with, and, you know, I always have to interject that what we're dealing with is trivial, you know, compared to what Austin is dealing with, right? But we have turnover. We have people change assignments if they're in, say, the State Department or the FBI. We had an election in 2016. So there was a, you know, full flip of senior positions in our government. So it becomes difficult to maintain momentum that's developed when you have a changing cast.
Well, talk about that. 7 years. And you're looking, if I've got this right, not just at the anniversary of his disappearance, but wasn't his birthday?
Yes, his birthday was Sunday, and he was 38 years old on Sunday. It's one of my favorite days, just remembering the very first time I got to meet him and hold him and look into his eyes. It's still one of the best memories of my life.
Well, you're killing me now, because I can't imagine. I mean, that, you know, it could also be a horrible day, especially coupled in this week with the day that he disappeared. But you say it was You make it a beautiful day. How are you doing? How are you doing this?
Well, you know, we're doing it like we have from the beginning. I'd like to think we're a little smarter now, but, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Austin's still detained, so apparently we haven't gotten smart enough. But, you know, every day that comes around, we're trying to think of something to do. People reach out to us. We reach out to them. You know, knowing that Austin's alive, knowing that he will come home, everything we do is around making that happen faster.
I mean, a terrible question, but how do you know he's alive?
Well, we know he's alive because we've had information from the highest level of our government that he is. Mm. And they were willing to make that statement publicly for the first time. The special presidential envoy, the office of the special presidential envoy, spoke publicly. So Austin is definitely alive. We never had any doubt. And also, there's no news to the contrary, which I can tell you, as a military mom, you very quickly learn no news is good news.
Yeah. Well, again, you remind us, Austin, a graduate of the Georgetown School of Foreign Service, a Marine officer. He was enrolled at Georgetown Law. He wanted to be a reporter. And so he took himself to Syria when it was not authorized to do so. Very, very dangerous time. And he was leaving just when he was detained and taken.
One thing that we haven't pursued aggressively that I think we could change course on is I would like to consider pursuing Austin's release through judicial process. He was undoubtedly, indisputably, he was in the country without the proper documentation, and there is a penalty for that, and that is how the American and the Canadian were recently released, through a very functional judicial process in Syria.
You know, charge him with that, and then, you know, let him go. What do you? It's 7 years. What do you do every day?
Pray first. Pray in the middle. Pray at the end.
Yeah. Absorb as much information as we can. You know, all the news of the region, all the political and geopolitical news, and just looking for information that might create an opportunity or an opening or name of someone that might be influential that we could get in touch with.
Well, meantime, you're not taking any chances. You are asking for everyone's help. You want people to pray for Austin's return. Share his story on social media. The hashtag is FreeAustinTice. Use your access to People in Power to mention Austin. Urge the President and Secretary of State to make it a priority. Journalists, ask questions if there's an opportunity. Military veterans, raise your voice. Students, scouts. You just want everybody to elevate it. We're going to post your open letter so people can read it. But what do you say to people who might say, you know what, the best way to do this is just keep it quiet and keep it behind the scenes and just, you know, the negotiating?
Well, you know, Robin, that water is way under the bridge. Yeah. It became public without any action of ours. You know, while that might be really good advice if family individuals are involved in immediate discussions and negotiations, but that's not where we are. Mm-hmm. It's where we want to be. So enlisting support and spreading awareness is one of the best things we can do.
That's Mark Tice, along with his wife, Deborah Tice. They are parents of Austin Tice, last seen detained in Damascus 7 years ago. Deborah and Mark, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Right. Thank you, Robin. Always ask about Austin.
By the way, do you say that to friends as well? Are people like afraid to talk to you about Austin because you'll get upset?
No, I always wear a Free Austin Tice pen because I want that conversation.
Yeah.
And so people will say, what's that? Or who's that? Or so for me, it's keeping that door open. Please, please ask me. Please talk to me about my son.
And that is the name of the new initiative created to help create awareness about Austin Tice, a website from the National Press Club, the Washington Post, and others. It's called askaboutaustin.org. Mark Tice says initiatives like this one help keep them and Austin's six siblings going.